I'm Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The state of Tennessee has a broadband accessibility grant program, $30 million over 3 years to help service providers deploy broadband infrastructure in underserved areas. Despite that, thousands of Tennesseans, low-income families, people in rural areas, lack access. A nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization put out a recent report on why this digital divide exists and how it matters, how having broadband increases people's employment opportunities, quality of education, and access to health care. Think Tennessee is the research organization. Their report says 1 in 4 rural families live in areas without access to broadband. The report says some things the state legislature has done, grants and deregulation, are helping for-profit companies and nonprofit cooperatives to expand broadband service. The legislature has also prevented city-owned utilities like EPB from expanding, even though EPB wanted to extend its world-famous gig internet service beyond the immediate area. So we're going to talk about rural broadband expansion and challenges. Shauna Singh-Huey, the president of Think Tennessee, and Mariana Rodriguez, the policy and research director, join us to talk about the report. Thank you both for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
In the report, you mentioned that Tennessee has enacted some of the nation's most difficult legal roadblocks for municipal broadband development in cities that don't own electric utilities. Of course, here in Chattanooga, we have EPB, and they've done that. But what's going on in these other cities with legal roadblocks?
Basically, the main restriction here is that in counties like Hamilton County that have the infrastructure and the ability to provide the service, they're not allowed to expand that service to adjacent areas that could benefit from having some of the fastest internet in the country or in the world, like Chattanooga has and Hamilton County has. They are limited to only providing that service within their service territories, which means that adjacent areas that don't have providers that may not be incentivized to build broadband infrastructure out there and provide that service, they're limited in the capacity to the populations that they could serve.
I mean, it sounds like just kind of in general, the general trend with the legislation is they're making it easier for for-profit providers like Comcast to expand. They're making it possible for nonprofits like these cooperatives to expand, but they're really making it difficult for government agencies like EPB to expand. Why do you think that is? Is that just kind of the general kind of conservative trend that rules the Tennessee legislature? Is there a rationale for that?
Yeah, I think what the General Assembly did was a real step in the right direction. And what I'm really pleased to see is candidates on both sides of the aisle now focusing on what are the next steps that our state should take to continue to increase access, whether it's to Tennessee's rural communities or to low-income families. So while the legislation is a real step in the right direction, there's a lot more we can do. And now I think the next step in that process is to figure out what should those next steps be.
The report says there is not a one-size-fits-all solution. So what are some of the biggest potential solutions continuing from the broadband accessibility grant program and things that are already going on?
Mike, you make a great point. There's no silver bullet solution to this. If there were one, I think we already would have done it. But the good news is that other states have gone where we're trying to go, and we can look to them and to figure out what works. And what we see working are things like community-owned broadband networks, where local government has a stake in operating its own broadband network, or public-private partnerships, or something that I think is a really cool opportunity. We see some other states using what's called dig-once policies, where you really see a coordination between the sorts of entities that would need to dig up the ground. Say you're building a road. This allows coordination, so while you're building that road, you're also laying fiber, which really helps increase access and limit the costs of installing it.
That was Shauna Singh-Huey and Mariana Rodriguez with Think Tennessee. Their report on rural broadband challenges and possible solutions is at thinktennessee.org. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.